That is Ileana Cabra performing in a musical sparring match with her brothers, the hip-hop duo Calle 13. She started performing with the band when she was just 16 years old, and now, a decade later, she's striking out on her own. Cabra has a debut album, Ilevitable, for which she won a Grammy, and she's currently on her very first solo tour. She joins us now from Texas Public Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're from Puerto Rico, and you were there in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, so I want to start by asking you, how's your family?
My family is okay, but most of the country, if not all, is very affected, unfortunately.
Yeah, we've seen about 100,000 Puerto Ricans leaving the island because of the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. Are you worried about what that may mean for the cultural heritage of the island, which is so important and diverse and different?
Yeah, I'm worried for many things. I don't judge at all people who left because the priorities that the governments are giving are so insensitive and so terrible, and it makes me actually want to vomit. It's terrible. We are not used to recognizing our strength that we all have as Puerto Ricans, but we are now doing what we can. And that's the beautiful part of it, that we are working as an independent country without even realizing. I know a lot of people are living with pain, and I know some people that have lived many years outside of Puerto Rico are now coming back to empathize, you know, because we're still Puerto Ricans and we need to feel ourselves near each other. And that's what I'm excited about this tour, actually, to reconnect with Puerto Ricans that live outside Puerto Rico and remember ourselves that we need to stay together.
You seem to enjoy music as a family affair. You performed, as we mentioned, with your older brothers in Calle 13, and you wrote a couple of the songs on this album with members of your family. One song, a bolero ballad, was written by your grandmother and recorded with the late Puerto Rican singer Cheo Feliciano. Let's take a listen to Dolor.
Dolor, eres mi eterno compañero. Eres mi amigo y mi enemigo. Eres la cruz de mi sendero.
Qué lindo, Dolor. That doesn't sound exactly like something I'd be used to you singing.
But it is normal for me. I learned this music since I was a kid, thanks to my family, my grandmother, my dad, my brothers and sisters, and I became very passionate. I love all different kinds of music, but I really love my own music as a Puerto Rican and as a Caribbean, and it's a very important part of our musical history, and I don't want it to be forgotten. I want it to keep being part of us, even though it transforms itself to the time we are now, but still it has to be part of who we are.
Vete ya y déjame vivir, soñar, reír y amar.
Tell me about your grandmother.
My grandmother, Flor Amelia de Gracia, she loved music. She sang beautifully, she played the guitar, and she wrote songs. And she had a scholarship when she was very young to study in a university outside of Puerto Rico in music. But her father didn't let her, and she became home economics teacher in a school in Puerto Rico. And she kept writing, and we learned her songs thanks to my aunt and my mother, and also by herself when she sang it to us. And now it's all very different. This is the first time her songs are being published in this album, and it makes me so emotional every time I hear the people singing her songs. It's a very special moment.
I want to play another song from your album, Rescatarme. I love the lyrics of this. It's a good old-fashioned, you know, revenge song.
Cruel el abandono que tú hiciste de mí. Mataste con tu odio mi deseo de vivir ya.
Rescatarme, Rescue Me. Tell me about this song.
It's actually rescuing myself because it's a song that I wrote thinking about the women in my family and the women that surround me and noticing that we're still struggling in some basic things. And we as women, we still don't recognize the importance of our own place because the years go by and everything starts to normalize and violence and aggressions are normal to people. We're almost in 2018 and we're still seeing that, and that's what shocks me. Can
you
feel
what I'm feeling? You sing one song in this album in English. Why did you want to have an English track?
I was practicing, you know, writing in another language, but I didn't think that I was going to like what I was writing. And then suddenly it was a great exercise because maybe you let go a little more of yourself because you think like in another language is very different. And you maybe say things that in your own language you maybe are afraid to say them. I don't know.
Ask you a question. You know, music in Spanish is having a moment in the United States. Despacito, mi gente. What's driving that, do you think?
I don't know. I prefer that these songs have a different message, but still, I know Latin. Now it's a cliche, and like people have this idea of Latin Americans, and I know people here in the States like that, but I don't share it completely. I think different.
You think that it's a stereotype, that music that portrays a stereotype of what Latinos are?
Yes. I think we have so much to say that it's like losing an opportunity. Like people, if you have a chance that people are really listening to you, you should say something else. It is very important for us, especially as Latin Americans, to speak out of our history, of how do we feel, even though you're afraid that people in the States won't like it. It doesn't matter. It's important to be heard. And that, for me, is the main purpose of art. And I value it because of that, because it's my tool to work out things in life and learn to appreciate the difference we all have as human beings. And that's what I want to listen more.
Ileana Cabra's first solo album is Ilevitable. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.